Hello, everyone. This is Chris McLaughlin, and I want to welcome you to the D Group Leader podcast. So glad you joined us today. We're going to be talking about prayer in our D Group today, how to do prayer with our groups, how to help people to grow in their prayer life as well. But before we get into that, I do want to tell you about a really cool event that involves prayer here at our church. We have an event coming up called First Look. And what this is it's a chance for you to come in and see our new children's ministry space. We're gonna give you guys a chance to walk through it, take a look at all that's been going on in there, and then we're gonna spend some time praying over the space and all the ministry and all the things that are gonna be happening in that room. And so we want to invite you to come to this event. It's going to be on Saturday morning, August 3rd, starts at around 9 a.m., but you can come a little bit early because we're going to have Chick-fil-A breakfast sandwiches there. We're going to have fruit. We're going to have some little cinnamon rolls, juice, coffee, all that stuff. And you can sit down with your family, with friends, and enjoy some breakfast together. Then we're going to hear a little bit about what we're going to be doing in the next 2 years here at Stones, and in particular, what this is going to look like, one, financially, but also for that space, what we're doing with that space. And then we're going to pray. We're going to go into the building. We're going to pray over the building, and we're going to ask for God's blessing over all of that. So please, if you haven't done so yet, RSVP for this event. You should have received an email on Sunday, this last Sunday, with a link to that. I'm also going to include a link in the email going out this week to you D group leaders. Here's the other thing I'm asking you to do. Please tell your D groups about this. We want to make sure that everybody knows about this event and that they are and that they can come to this, because we really want our whole church to get behind this event and to come and pray for this new space. So please message your D group about this event, give them the details, send them the link, and then and really just lead them to be there. That would be fantastic. So let's go ahead and get into our topic today, talking about prayer in our D groups. Now, prayer, of course, is a priority for our D groups. It's always been a priority for our groups. In our groups, we help our D group members to learn the importance of prayer and the power of prayer. But as D groups, we should be committed really to praying for one another. And this is this is right out of scripture, right? Colossians 4:2. It says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. But sometimes we run into an issue. We run into an issue with prayer within our groups. To kind of illustrate this issue, I want to tell you a little about something that happened in a group that I was a part of way back when I was in college. There was a person in our group who would kind of monopolize the prayer request time. And it was sort of like it was their own therapy session, okay? So every week, this person would talk about their quote-unquote prayer needs, and it would be like a solid 10 minutes of really just kind of emoting about the circumstances that were going on in their life. And it's not that we didn't empathize with them or have compassion on them for their situation or whatever, but it was mostly just being done to just sort of emote about their circumstances. She really needed help to grow past that and move towards maturity. Now, here's the thing. I think that we see this kind of a problem manifest itself in various ways. And more often than not, it's that our prayer time is more self-focused, right? It's more focused on my needs, on what I'm going through, my circumstances, and it's not sufficiently focused on God and His kingdom. It's not sufficiently focused on God and His kingdom. I want to cast a little vision for you about this, all right? Imagine for a minute, what if this prayer time in your D groups looked differently? What if your prayer time was more intentional, more focused, where yes, you were praying for the needs of the people in your group, and that's absolutely important. But what if it was even focused on praying for the work of ministry that the members of your group are doing? In other words, what if your D group was at a place where they weren't as focused on the daily highs and lows of their own everyday lives? And what if they were more focused on the fact that the Lord has good works that He has planned for them to do, and they need their D group to be there in prayer for them as they do the work of ministry? This is, I think, an absolutely exciting vision of how prayer could be in our D groups. What if we got together every week and we asked each other, hey, how did it go talking to those, to the people at work about the Lord? And how's it going, you know, talking to your family members about the Lord and all this work of ministry that you're doing with your kids, and how's that going? And okay, we're going to pray. We're going to get together. We're going to pray for these things. That's exciting. That's exciting, because what this means is that they're moving, that they're doing the things that God is asking them to do, and your group is supporting them in doing that. I want you to think about for a minute, like, how Jesus teaches us to pray in Matthew chapter 6. He teaches us the Lord's Prayer, right? And the Lord's Prayer, it's very simple. It's got, just a few basic points to it, but all of it is God-centered. All of it is pointing to our dependence and reliance on God. Now, Stones Crossing Church, we're not a Lutheran church. However, Martin Luther, he wrote this thing called a small catechism, Luther's Small Catechism. And in there, I think it's really helpful, because what he does is he looks at every section of the Lord's Prayer, and he shows us how every bit of it points us to our dependence and our reliance on God. For example, he starts out, the prayer starts out, "Our Father in heaven," right? Our Father in heaven. Well, instantly what that's saying is that God, he is so much bigger than me. He is so far high above me. He is, and I'm not up in heaven. I'm down here on earth. I don't have the same perspective as God. I don't know the same things as God. So instantly we are put in a place of, wow, God, you are so much bigger than who I am. And you are so much more, know so much more, have a better perspective. So God, I'm dependent on you, and I'm dependent on your perspective, because you are in heaven and you can see all things. He says, hallowed be your name, right? That his name is to be revered. His name is holy. His name is the name above all names. And clearly my name is not, right? Man, that puts us right into our place. He is our Father in heaven. His name is holy and high above all names. We pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're praying that God's kingdom would be the priority, not my kingdom, not what I want. God, let what you want happen, right? And as that happens in heaven, let that happen here on earth. Let that happen here in my life right now. Let me surrender all of my desires and all the things that I want for me, in order that your will would be done here on earth as it is in heaven. We ask for help. We say, give us this day our daily bread. This is huge. We're going to him and saying, God, I have needs. I have things that I need day after day, but you know what? I'm depending on you for those things. It's not something where I can go out there and get them for myself, because you are the provider. You are the one that gives me all that I need. And so give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts. Of course, again, our dependence on him, that we cannot be forgiven without his grace. So it says, forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This is a plea to God in his sovereign providence to take care of us, to protect us, to lead us not into tempting situations, and protect us from those things. Because of course, God does not tempt anyone, but to protect us from these things. And then to deliver us from evil, or from the evil one, that we would be protected from the enemy. Now look, when we look at that, and this is all in Luther's Small Catechism, but I just love that because it's so kingdom-centered. It's so God-centered. We're not going to God and asking for, you know, for our circumstances to change or things like that. And we can pray for those things. God wants us to pray for those things, but it's not focused on that. It's focused on the kingdom, right? It's so huge. So here's what I want to do here. I want to ask the question, how do we get there? How do we help our group to get to this place where this is the regular rhythm of prayer for our groups? I think I want to give you really five things to help your group to get there. Here's the first one. establish ground rules for your group that include prayer. This is something that I think sometimes we miss when we launch a group, or when we launch a group after taking a break. Like many of us right now are taking a break during summer. So this would be a great time, as you guys are going to start up in the fall, that you would look at, hey, let's kind of come together and establish some ground rules for us as a group. And one of those ground rules should include the idea of prayer. We want to set up guidelines about what we should be praying for at D Group, that we would limit it to, I'd say, important concerns for your members and praying for the work of ministry that they're doing. One of the ground rules that I set up in my group is this rule that it basically is saying, you know, while we're here at group, we don't want to spend our time talking about or praying about, like, you know, my neighbor's cat and my second aunt whose cousin, you know, fell and hurt her knee or something like that. Like, I mean, and those are important things. I don't want to downplay that, but we're supporting one another. And so if this is, we really want to focus our attention in prayer on the things that are really, that really are concerning the people within our group, okay? So we need to help people to focus in on those things in particular, okay? So that's number one. Establish those ground rules for your group that include prayer. The second thing is to set up other avenues for people to have their D group support them in prayer where these other things can be prayed for, okay? And so And I think this is so easily done now, because throughout the week we can communicate with one another. We have the internet. It's amazing. We can call one another. We can message one another. You guys, I know a lot of your groups use the Courtyard for talking with one another, or Facebook groups, or you use apps like GroupMe or Marco Polo. And these are all great ways to let the group know what's happening with you, when it's happening, and how to pray for one another. I would say take the initiative and start up something like that with your group to say, like, hey, we're going to have a special group chat for just our prayer needs. And we're going to be, whenever something comes up, even if it's something that's obscure or whatever, or off, you know, kind of off in the distance, that they can still put that there and we will pray for it. And I would say this, be a leader with this, be the first to respond, offer biblical wisdom and perspective and pray for them. Make sure that you pray for them when those things come up. Okay. So establish some ground rules, set up some other avenues for those prayer requests and things like that. But then third, as a group, do a study together on the importance of prayer. Do that this year. If that's something that you want to grow your group in, do a study on prayer. We have three studies that are in the approved curriculum list that really can help with this. There's one by Al Mohler that's called The Lord's Prayer. It's excellent. I highly recommend that one. R.C. Sproul has another one that's called Prayer, also an excellent study. And then there's a book that a lot of people have done this last year called The Praying Life by Paul Miller. We've had a couple of your groups do that one, and the feedback that I got was that it's a really good book to read. The study probably takes a little bit too long. So what you can do as a leader is you can look at the study guide and you can condense that down into maybe a 3 or 4 week study and have the whole group read the book. That might be a great way to do that. But do a study on prayer this year. That might be a great way to grow your group in this way. Fourth, if you have someone in your group who seems to monopolize the prayer time, pull them aside, have a private conversation with them about this. You know, they may be going through things in their life that we don't know about. It may also be that they need some help to see past some of their difficult circumstances to what the Lord is doing in their life. So take some time with them, meet with them one-on-one, address those things. This is just a great move and can really help them to grow in their spiritual maturity. And then I think finally, this is the hard one, is that, you know, if you make ground rules for your group, you also have to enforce them. And that means that if someone breaks the rule, we kind of have to call them out on it, right? So if someone in the group is monopolizing the prayer time or just sort of emoting about their circumstances, or they're bringing up things that probably should not be discussed there at the group, you can stop them and just ask them a question. Hey, so how does what you're telling us connect to a specific prayer request? Or a prayer need for you? Or maybe gently tell the group member, you know, this sounds like something that we can talk about and pray about in our group chat online. Can we table that for later? You guys, we need to enforce those rules in order to get the idea across and to help them to know, like, yeah, we're serious about this. We want to make sure that we're protecting our prayer time and we're praying for the things that matter. Now, we're going to talk more about this issue. There's a lot more that we could say here, but we're going to talk more about it in our D Group Leader Workshop that's coming up this fall. If you haven't signed up yet, do it. It is so good. It's going to be on Sunday mornings during the 11 a.m. service from September 8th to November 10th. I would love for you to be part of that workshop. Well, next time we're going to be talking about growing the gospel through your D group. What do I mean by this? I mean, how can your D group actually be a catalyst to bring the gospel to the world? And I think that's an exciting thing to think about. We're going to talk more about that next time on the D Group Leader Podcast.